Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Do you have a minute?
I have just a minute, and that's it.
Thank you so much. I just need to know if you're 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio.
I'm not 18 years. I'm 89 years and a resident of Ohio.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
I sure am.
Thank you very much. Do you feel the secure storage of a firearm is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Say that again.
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I do. I think it is, yeah.
Thank you so much. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with the key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or trigger lock. Store in a container that is not see-through and store in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I definitely would, and may I tell you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
A dear friend of mine who has since passed had a granddaughter, great-granddaughter, who was 4 years old.
Okay.
Her mother and her father were present in the home. They were there. She picked up a gun that her daddy had and laid it down, put it up to her head, and her mother said, no, 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 and she shot herself and killed herself.
Wow, that's awful.
It's just devastating.
It is. It is. That's awful. I'm so sorry to hear that. Next question. I'm sorry. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it.
What about if it was a locked container or case?
If it what?
If it was a locked container or case.
A locked container or?
Yeah, will you support or oppose that? If instead of a locked safe, it was a locked container or case?
I would have to know. Seriously, I'd have to know more in detail what kind of a lock container and what kind of a case. If it's just something you can pick up and open up, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you oppose?
Pardon?
Would you oppose then, or you are undecided?
I don't know. I would want to know more what kind of a case you're talking about. Is it a lock case? Is it something I can see through?
Yeah, it's a locked container or case. A container or a case that could be locked.
I would prefer that it would be in a safe, but I think if it was in a container that especially a child couldn't get in.
Okay, so
I would support it.
Support it. Okay, thank you. A box or a lock box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Would you support or oppose?
I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem. Next question. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Yes.
Okay. What about if it was a combination lock?
As long as everybody didn't know the combination, I would support that, I think.
Okay. What about if it was a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
No.
No. Okay. Opposed. Okay. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
It should be unloaded, yes.
Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel it is secure or it is not secure?
I would say no. It isn't.
No, okay. Okay, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
To what?
To be stored securely.
I definitely think it should be stored securely.
Okay, so you support that?
It should be stored securely, yes.
Okay. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a search warrant? Do you support or oppose?
I think they need a search warrant, yeah. I think they should be entitled to look for them. I think they should have a search warrant to do it.
Okay, so you'll support that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Do you support or oppose that?
You lost me somewhere along the line. I think it was because my mind was going back to this little girl that I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand. It's a delicate subject, and I understand that. Let me repeat the question. Maybe you have a clear understanding of it. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Didn't we just kind of answer that with it? If it should not be loaded.
Okay, so you support that?
Do I?
Yeah. Do you support that?
What I'm saying is it shouldn't be loaded and put away.
Okay, well, will you support a law that gives the chance to someone to create some type of defense if he can prove that minor got a hold of the gun, but his responsibility was to keep that gun in a safe place, locked, so it wasn't his fault that the child got a hold of the gun?
If he hadn't had the gun, it couldn't have been gotten in the first place. It's
okay,
his responsibility.
So
it's the owner's responsibility to take care of the gun.
Okay, so you oppose that then?
Whichever way you're going with it, I'm still confused a little bit. But
okay,
if I have a gun and I leave it loaded, that's my fault.
Okay.
And if somebody picks it up, it's their fault. They should not pick it up. True. But I shouldn't have left something in it to start with.
Okay, so for you, it's not okay for someone to receive some type of affirmative defense if that was the case. Are you undecided on that one?
No, I'm not undecided. I'm just confused by the way it's worded, I guess.
Okay, no problem. But the options are either you support or oppose or undecided. Which one you want to pick?
Again, some of the wording is confusing.
I understand. Would you like me to repeat it a little slower, maybe?
Say it one more time, and then I will just say I'm undecided. But what I'm telling you is if I'm the gun owner and I leave it loaded and somebody snitches it, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well,
somebody else takes it. You're
the owner, and somehow a child goes into your safe box, gets the gun out, fires the gun, you get arrested for it. Will you be okay for you to have some type of affirmative defense if you can prove that that gun was in a safe place, it wasn't your fault that that child got a hold of it?
It was my fault if I left it loaded.
Okay, so
this is what I'm saying. If I have a gun and it's loaded, that's my responsibility. No matter what happens.
Okay, so then you will oppose that law. You will oppose the law trying to give that person a chance to defend himself or herself.
I think they should have the chance to defend themselves, but I definitely wouldn't agree with other than what I just said.
Okay, so, but the options you have over here are support or oppose, undecided.
I'm not undecided.
Okay, so you will oppose then?
I guess I would, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident on which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Will you support or oppose that?
Say it again.
Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Yes.
Support?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with the minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support or oppose that?
This is too wordy. What is this for? Tell me again.
It's on gun safety. You know, it's like you said, you know, there's been like many incidents with minors firing arms, discharging loaded weapons, using weapons the wrong way, adults not being responsible enough to keep those guns in a safe place. So it's about creating laws, you know, to regulate all that.
Well, the reason I'm asking the question is I have a nephew who is 60.
Okay.
He loves guns. He likes to go shoot marks.
Okay.
His wife does as well. Sometimes she has a permit to carry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never touched her gun. I do know, however, most of the time when she's carrying it.
Okay, I understand.
They are
both very
safety aware.
Okay.
But if something happens with one of their guns,
if something were to happen with them, and and they will get caught for it. Suppose they get caught for it. What this law is saying is, will you be okay for that information to be available to the public?
I think it should be available.
Okay, so you support that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Why?
That's the question. That's part of the...
No, I'm saying why. Why do you want to know that?
It's in the opinion poll. You don't have to
I don't care if it is. Why is it in there? My question is, what has that got to do with anything concerning gun control?
Honestly, I have no idea. It's just within the opinion poll. It's a question.
I don't think it's anybody's business. What my I'm not ashamed of what my political views are, but I don't think it's a good question to be asking.
I understand. The options over here are Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other.
I heard what you said.
Okay.
What I said was I resent the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want you to know that...
what has it got to do with gun control?
Yeah, it's part of the public research.
I understand that. I get it. I do. But if I were completing that form by myself and I were writing it down to send it in, I would have a notation on there. I'm not answering this because I don't think it's anybody's business but mine.
I understand. In this case, there ain't much that I could do about that.
Is the purpose of this to tie gun control to one party? Is that what you're saying?
No. This, I'm not saying this is politically related.
Then the question shouldn't be on there.
Yeah, it's not related to a specific political party. It's just part of the opinion poll.
Well, I'm not going to answer it. I just don't think it's appropriate for it to be on there. I'm not ashamed of who I am and what I am.
Okay.
But I think that's a very improper question, and I'm not answering it.
Yeah, other doesn't necessarily relate you to any political party. You know, other means, other could be anything, you know.
I'm not other. You know? I'm one or the other, but I'm not. So you're just going to have to let it go or disqualify my answers, I guess, because I'm not answering it.
Yeah, I truly apologize because, you know, it's not up to me. I'm just following the script. So if you refuse to answer, then that will terminate the opinion poll.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, though. I really appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.